Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. Determination about how to apply the Old Testament to New Testament times is not easy. One must try to determine what type of law each principle is, and then determine how that law applies in New Testament times, if it does. There are some theologians who believe that Exodus case laws are still in force, that they apply in New Testament times. I tend to be in this camp. And sometimes when I discuss this with someone, he or she is surprised that I could think such a thing. To put it bluntly, sometimes people think it's harsh and extreme to hold that thou shalt not suffer a witch to live, and whosoever lieth with a beast shall surely be put to death. These two laws are from Exodus chapter 20, verses 18 and 19. Now you can make a valid argument that those two verses are not applicable in New Testament times. That's fine, no problem. But what you shouldn't do is reject those principles just because they are harsh and extreme. The reason why you shouldn't reject those principles based on harshness or extremeness is because at one point those principles were in force. And so basically what you're doing is critiquing God's principles. Nowadays, people don't want to put a sorcerer to death just for sorcery, or put a man to death just for bestiality, because they think that is harsh and extreme. That's different than saying theologically those principles don't apply. Do you see the difference? The former is saying God's law is harsh and extreme, and therefore it is repugnant to me. Thus, it does not apply. The latter is a good faith argument that that part of God's law is no longer applicable. Being repulsed by an Old Testament principle is unacceptable. God's law may be hard to accept, but it is beautiful. It was then, it is now. So you can look back on Exodus case laws and hold they don't apply. That's fine. But you shouldn't look back on Exodus case laws and hold those case laws are harsh and extreme and therefore repugnant to me, thus they don't apply. I'm Kevin R. Novak promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.